important stuff.
Good morning, this is Toby and Emma with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, State Finance Minister Ros Bates has shifted the government pick for Director of Ports North to a position in a state-owned energy company, following concerns over conflict of interest. In a private member's statement to Parliament, Bates said that a conflict management plan for the appointment had been active, but recently had become, quote, more difficult to maintain, end quote. An investigation from the Brisbane Times found that the Crisafulli government only announced one-third of its board appointments with ministerial statements. Nearly two dozen of those had links to the LNP, prompting calls from former board members and former premiers to reform the board appointment process. Changes to the process recommended by the Queensland Audit Office were purportedly under government consideration.
With the new November month approaching, so too is the $7.9 billion government investment into Medicare. From tomorrow, November 1st, this new incentive may make it easier to see a GP for free. Currently, GPs get a minimum financial incentive of $21.85 per standard appointment, as long as the person is a concession card holder or a child under the age of 16. Designed to resuscitate bulk billing, this new scheme expands the financial bulk billing incentive of GPs to include any patient receiving an eligible service. Clinics and doctors who meet the criteria will receive a 12.5% incentive payment on every dollar they earn through Medicare. However, it is not a compulsory scheme, so some doctors may not be signing up. If you would like to see if your GP is fully bulk billing, information is available in the Doctor's Health Direct profile. These profiles must be updated by the GP within 48 hours of signing up to the government program.
And in national news, the well-known Byron Bay wanderer Alfred has died after being hit by a van. On Wednesday afternoon, Alfred was struck as he walked along the busy Ewingsdale Road on the outskirts of Byron Bay. A 38-year-old woman was driving the van and was taken to Byron Central Hospital for mandatory testing, but no charges have been laid. The mayor of Byronshire, Sarah Nadei, said, quote, "He didn't fit into the conventional box of society and he didn't want to," end quote.
Labour and the Coalition have voted against a bill that would have created a federal climate duty of care. Proposed by Independent Senator David Pocock, the bill would have required the government to consider young people's health and well-being when making climate-related decisions. Anjali Sharma, leader of activist group Duty of Care, which has backed Mr. Pocock's bill, said the failure to cement this bill is a clear indicator to young people that their futures and the climate crisis come second to the profits of fossil fuel companies in the eyes of politicians. Previously referred to the Senate committee in 2023, the committee had not recommended the legislation pass Parliament due to the broad nature of the bill, despite recognising how climate change is negatively impacting public health.
And in international news, US President Donald Trump has capped America's refugee admission for 2026 to 7,500. Trump has also given priority to white South Africans, stating that Afrikaners face persecution based on their race in the black majority country. That allegation has been denied by the South African government. Reuters reported that only 138 South Africans have entered the US as of early September.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with showers expected into the evening. So pack an umbrella if you're going out tonight. It's currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is low and the UV index is projected to reach a 9, which is in the very high band. That's all for your 10 a.m. news. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head over to our website at 4zzz.org.au.